feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, January 8th, 2026 edition. One of the Republican gubernatorial candidates, Tom Leonard, former Speaker of the House. I've reached out a couple of times, tried to get a hold of Tom, left him a message, texted him, no response. Well, he's come out with a proposal platform that if elected governor, this is what he would like to implement here in the state of Michigan regarding utilities. Michigan power companies would be required under law to restore power to 95% of their customers after a major storm or face escalating fines. Management oversight, changes, or rejected cost recovery proposals under a new proposal released yesterday by Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard. Leonard's Energy Accountability and Reliability Reform Package also phases in retail electricity choice for residential and business customers. The utilities would still own and maintain the poles, wires, and substations and be the default provider unless a customer opted out. Currently, there's a 10% cap on electricity choice here in the state of Michigan. Only 10% choice via co-ops and other providers, 90% maintained by Consumers Energy and DTE. Leonard wants to blow up the cap and prevent utility companies from having exclusive control over the state's power supply. Utilities operate as basically state-sanctioned monopolies with guaranteed profit recovery, minimal consequences for outages, and frequent rate increases that often outpace inflation, Leonard said. Michigan ranks poorly on reliability and storm restoration, while the ratepayers bear the rising costs. The Republican candidate also wants to restore local control over solar panel and wind turbine siting, repealing the green energy mandates, and prevent state-owned lands from being cleared for energy projects or sold to hostile nations like China. Also in his reform package, Leonard wants the Michigan Public Service Commission to be expanded from 3 to 5 members, with both legislative leaders getting to make an appointment. The attorney general would get an appointment, and the governor would be limited to just 2. Also, commissioners could work for a utility between 3 and 5 years after serving on the service commission, but not during their term on the commission, and not for at least 3 to 5 years after. I don't know why it doesn't say just 5 years after. Between 3 and 5 years, that doesn't make sense, but that's what he came up with. Now, let me share with you guys some insight. While I agree with most of his proposal, he has just put a target on his back. The very same target that was put on the back of Gary Glenn, a very good friend of mine who, while in the House, served on the House Energy Committee. He wanted to run for state Senate. He ran on choice, electric choice. Not choice like for an abortion, but choice on electricity. DTE and Consumers Energy folks and their PACs spent over $2 million attacking Gary Glenn. And supported his opponent, Kevin Daley, for that Senate seat. With Tom Leonard coming out with this policy, if he gets enough signatures to make it onto the ballot, this is going to be very popular with conservative Republicans, but he has just ticked off DTE and Consumers Energy. They will be spending a ton of money on making sure he does not win the Republican nomination. I applaud his position, his policy, but he just made himself a target. Jim up in Sheboygan, Carla Wagner already has petition sheets out being circulated for her to be governor. All you have to do is contact her, and she will make sure she mails them to you. He is supporting Carla Wagner's run for governor and wants to help her collect the signatures. So you don't have to do the initiative on your own. She already has the petition sheets drawn up. They have to meet a certain size, font, spacing, margins. According to the Board of Canvassers, she already has them made up. Chip, Sheboygan, Papanabe, that excess $2.7 billion should be returned to the people, like what Oregon does or just did. Let's see, where is it? According to this article here, a unique tax refund mechanism enshrined in Oregon's state constitution that returns surplus state revenue to taxpayers. It is triggered when an actual state revenue exceeds economic forecasts by more than 2% over a 2-year budget cycle. How it works? Well, after the budget ends June 30th, odd number years, the Oregon Office of Economic Analysis compares the actual revenue collected to the amount that was originally forecasted. If the surplus is more than 2%, the kicker is triggered. Refund mechanism: the surplus is returned to the taxpayers as a refundable tax credit on their personal income tax returns, not a physical check. This credit either increases a taxpayer's refund or reduces the amount of tax obligation owed. Other states do it. Why can't Michigan? Oh, that's right. Because it would have to be done by our legislators and signed into law by our governor, or we would have to collect huge amount of signatures to put it on a ballot as a ballot initiative. I'm sorry, but these numbers are just too dang ridiculously high to be able to get something on the ballot. There should be no reason why we had to collect almost 500,000 valid signatures to put Axe My Tax on the ballot. Way, way, way too high a number. You collect 50,000, you collect 100,000, it's on the ballot. Next governor's got to change that statute as well. So again, I agree with most of Tom Leonard's proposal as a gubernatorial candidate, but again, he is going to be attacked relentlessly by ads, mailers. You might even see some TV ads against him. Consumers in DTE are going to spend millions against him. But I applaud his guts to stand up and put this out there. Now, there's a very interesting story coming out already about this independent gubernatorial campaign by Democrat former mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan. As things are shaping up, 2026 may present Michigan voters with something they've never seen before. A viable third-party option that is not a clear offshoot of a major political party. And not buying that statement in any way, shape, or form. Duggan is clearly a Democrat. Has always been a Democrat, will always be a Democrat, but he's trying to morph into, quote, an independent. Mike Duggan isn't Michigan's first non-major political party candidate with a realistic shot of winning. No, actually, I don't think he has a realistic shot. I could be wrong. But I think he's just going to take votes away from Democrats. He's actually going to help the Republican get elected. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. Very interesting. We'll get into the rest of the story. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. We're going to start this story up, probably finish it in the next hour. How will Mike Duggan's independent campaign for governor impact down ballot races? As things are shaping up, 2026 may present Michigan voters with something that they've never seen before. A viable third-party option that's not a clear offshoot of a major political party. Mike Duggan isn't Michigan's first non-major political party candidate with a realistic shot of winning. Back in 1912, the Teddy Roosevelt-driven Progressive Party, or the Bull Moose Party, nominated J.D. Leland, whose 27.9% is the most that any third-party gubernatorial candidate had ever received in Michigan. 27.9 behind Teddy Roosevelt's Bull Moose Party. Another historical fact, 1878, Greenback Party nominated Henry S. Smith, and he got 25.93% of the vote in his third place finish. In both instances, the Progressive Party and the Greenback Party had slates of candidates in other offices that impacted the down ballot races. They had candidates for Secretary of State, Auditor General, Treasurer, and Attorney General. Those third-party nominees finished with percentages very similar to the gubernatorial nominee. 26%, 27% in that range. Well, in 1912, the Progressive Party put up a slate that split the Republican vote in half and cleared the waters for Woodbridge Ferris to win the seat for the Democrats for the first time in 30 years. While Republicans won the down ballot races, their final percentages were only around 4 percentage points from that of the GOP governor nominee, Amos Musselman. In the 1878 race, the height of the Greenback Party movement in Michigan, they split the Democrat Party in half. Republican Governor Charles Croswell and the rest of the Republican ticket won easily. Greenback candidates up and down the ballot managed only 25% of the vote, as did the Democrat nominees. So what happens in 2026 with no clear independent option for any other office outside of governor? Nobody's running so far as an independent in other down ballot offices. So the question is this: what will this do? Down ballot. Down ballot. You're talking general election. You see, in the general election, folks, you can switch back and forth between Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever. Well, if you're going to vote for independent, quote-unquote, independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan, who's a Democrat, you're probably going to vote for Democrats on the rest of the down ballot. So what is going to happen is you are basically a Democrat, but you like Duggan better than you like the Democrat candidate nominee. So you're going to take votes away from that Democrat. It's that simple. Taking votes away from the Democrat gubernatorial candidate is going to make the Republican gubernatorial candidate probably win. So there's more to this story. There's other political pundits that were involved in their statements. But Mark Grimner of Practical Political Data says you have to look at this from a different perspective. First, he's not convinced Duggan ends up on the ballot as an independent in November. If his numbers don't look great come September, does he pull the plug under pressure from his donors and the Democrat Party? September usually is when the races really start to get hot and heavy. And of course, in October, mid-October, is when the voting starts with 45 days of early voting absentee. So, Grubner thinks that he's actually going to look at the numbers come September and may decide to drop out of the race. Duggan, a quote, former Democrat, yeah, right, does run. The question is going to be how he shakes up the traditional Democratic base number. It may not necessarily be a totally net negative. Yes, it will. You don't know what you're talking about. He's a Democrat. He's always been a Democrat, and he is a Democrat. And if anybody likes him better than the Democrat candidate for governor, they're still going to vote for the down-ballot Democrats. The only one he's taken votes away from is Jocelyn Benson or whoever ends up being their nominee. Still got a little bit left of this story. We'll cover it on the other side. Top of the hour news, hour number three. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts.